Hey, welcome back to Be Well With Steph, the podcast, and welcome to day one of the 7 days of self-love challenge. I'm your host. My name is Steph. I am a wellness and nutrition coach. I'm an elementary teacher, and I am a multi-passionate millennial woman who is on a mission to make sure that other women treat themselves a little bit better, that they talk to themselves with attitudes of love, that they nourish themselves a little bit better, and that they know that they are worthy and capable of creating healthy lifestyles that they love. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for being here for day one of the self-love challenge. Now, I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet for you today. I want to share with you topic number one, that is morning affirmations. Morning affirmations. I feel like I'm in the classroom and I want to be like, show me a thumbs up. Do you currently use morning affirmations regularly? They're already a part of your routines and wellness and self-care. Thumbs to the side. I've thought about morning affirmations. I've thought about them. I've dabbled. I've tried, but it's not really a part of my routine. Or thumbs down. This has nothing to do with me. I'm not an affirmation person. Never used them. Never heard of them. Not my thing. I wish I could see your thumbs right now. So really, if you could pop into like my Instagram DMs and let me know where you're at with this topic of morning affirmations, I'd really appreciate it. I use morning affirmations every single day. And I used to use them, I still sometimes use them with great intention. Now they tend to be more habitual. And that's really where we want to try to get to eventually, where we're not having to put phrases in our head or having to write them down in order to change the way we talk to ourselves, but rather that it's just second nature that we have that kind of positive or supportive, loving self-talk for ourselves. But if you're at the phase right now of just dabbling with or starting to integrate positive self-talk and affirmations into your life, then I believe that intentional morning affirmations is the perfect way to start. When I'm talking about morning affirmations, what I mean is a phrase or a couple of phrases that you can say to yourself and repeat to yourself in the morning to get yourself into the headspace you want to be in. Maybe morning affirmations are words that are written down in a journal. Maybe they're said out loud or they're said in your head. Maybe they're written on a post-it note that you leave somewhere around your house, put on your bathroom mirror. I like to use paint marker and write right on the mirror in my bathroom. But I also use a journal where I write these kinds of things down every morning. That's what I do with the affirmation. But like, what is it? What types of words are we saying to ourselves in the morning? And my answer to you would be whatever you think that you need to hear to have the kind of day that you would like to have. Very simply put, morning affirmations are the words that you say to yourself that you think you need to hear in order to have the kind of day that you would like to have. So if you are looking for a day where you're feeling like you're in control, you're not feeling like you're spiraling, you're not feeling like your emotions are driving you or that other people are driving you, you want to feel like you're in control, then maybe you start with a morning affirmation that is something like, I can't control everything in my day, but I can control how I respond. I can't control everything in my day, but I can control how I respond. Maybe you want to have a day where you're making healthy choices, where you're just simply making one choice after another that supports your nutrition, your hydration, your movement. You're really on that health and fitness journey with me here right now. And you want a morning affirmation to support that. So maybe you start your day with something like, the small steps I take to support my health make a difference. The small steps I take to support my health make a difference. You can also have that mindset of adopting the identity of a person who has that kind of day in the morning and talk to yourself like that. Like, I'm a person who makes healthy choices. I make healthy choices throughout my day. And you kind of go from there. the idea here is that we're going to start to program our thoughts to be more like the kind of action we'd like to take in the kind of way that we'd like to show up. So if you're looking to show up for yourself this week during this self-love journey, if you're looking to show up in a loving way, you're going to have to start talking to yourself in a loving way. Words have power, including and maybe even especially the ones that we say in our head, because those are so internalized for us and they're coming from us. We believe it. Most of the times we believe ourselves, I think. So the thoughts that you're having in your head and the words that you're saying to yourself are going to make the biggest difference on how you show up and the action that you take later on. So you're going to want to start to fill your head in the morning with some thoughts that support the best version of you. I usually like to start with something that has to do with literally with words that are going to inspire the action I want to take. I really like to use words that surround the idea of creating, because for me, that feels like something I can control. I can control what I can create. So I know that when I am creating, things tend to work out better for me. When I am creating, things unfold the way that they're supposed to. And I say that to myself a lot. Like, I'm going to create before I consume today. I'm going to create my own ideas before I consume other people's, create my own content before I consume others. I'm going to create my own food. I'm going to cook for myself before I consume food. I'm going to create a plan for my day before the day throws whatever it wants to at me. I'm going to create my own to-do list before I open my email and my inbox creates it for me. I'm going to create my own joy by reading a book that I love before I go out there and consume any negativity from the world. So for me, that's just my personal one and what works for me. The idea of I'm going to create before I consume, or when I'm creating is when I'm thriving, that's an idea that I focus in on a lot in the mornings on a regular basis. I've had a lot of clients in the past who have felt like they're making efforts, they're taking steps, they're doing a lot of continual work, and things just don't happen as fast as we want them to all the time. Like, can I get an amen? Things do not happen as fast as we want them to all the time. So I know a lot of clients I've had like to use affirmations or mantras that have to do with small steps. Like, my small steps matter. The small steps I take add up. The small things I do make a difference, so that even if all you were able to do was refill your water bottle, then you're reminded, I can pause and say, that small thing I did matters for my day. If you're able to pack a healthy lunch, that matters. If you're able to step outside and walk around the block, that matters. All these little things you do matter because you are showing up for yourself in a loving way over and over again. So the point of today, the focus of today in the self-love challenge, is for you to start to be intentional, so that later we can start to be habitual. But you're going to start to be intentional about the way that you talk to yourself first thing in the morning. And you're going to start to talk to yourself in a way that that echoes the way you would like to show up for yourself or show up in the world later in the day. What can you say to yourself in the morning that's going to inspire positive action in your life later? What can you say to yourself in the morning that's going to fill you up with a little bit more love that you can carry on with you? And then I want you to take that phrase and put it somewhere. Write it somewhere that you can see it. Put it again on your post-it note. Write it in your planner. Type it on your phone. Text it to a friend, message it to me, drop it into the Instagram DMs and send it over to me and let me know, how are you affirming yourself today? How are you telling yourself that you are worthy and capable of creating this healthy lifestyle that you want? You're worthy and capable of showing up in your day the way that you want to, of controlling how you respond to what's around you, of taking the small steps that add up and matter. I would love to see any of your words of affirmation. I'd love to see them if you share them on Instagram and tag me at Be Well With Steph so that I can see them and share them with others. If you are on my email list and you're a subscriber to the Self-Love Challenge, you got in your inbox this morning a Pinterest board of different self-love quotes and phrases and affirmations. So you're welcome to share and borrow from there. If you're not on that email list, it's not too late to sign up. You can still sign up for this challenge at bewellwithstuff.com/self-love-challenge. And if you miss out on that board or you can't find it, again, just send me a message and I'm more than happy to share it with you. We're going to fill ourselves with positivity, with gratitude, with hope, and with love as we begin this challenge. And then tomorrow we'll be back for day 2. So until then, friends, be well.